Good morning, Carl. How are you?
Very well. Matthew Pavlich, is he definitely going to play?
Yes, he will.
There you go. Haggers, we got the answer.
Oh, well, that's
straight from the horse's mouth.
One of my questions gone. Hey, Stoney, just on that, with the relation to Matthew Pavlich, we conjectured all week that he might not play because of the Etihad surface and that he pulls up really sore. Is the Etihad surface really hard on the top and that it actually causes sort of more wear and tear and your players pull up sorer than most other grounds?
Yeah, Kim, I can only really go on what players tell us because clearly we don't play on it. We're not out there. But it's a fast, hard deck and they like playing there because of the speed that it provides you with your ball movement and run and so forth. But, you know, some players I've spoken to say it does take a couple of days to get over it. It's a little bit, you know, more taxing on your body than other grounds. But I think it's, you know, just something that's part of AFL footy now. They've got to get used to it. But I think there's a little bit of a more jarring effect on their bodies. And so, yeah, it can be an extra half a day or a day to get over it.
Stoney, how close was Michael Johnson?
Yeah, pretty close, Billy. You know, Michael's so important to us that we don't take any risk with him at all, as we do with all our players. But he just had a little bit of awareness in the calf, so we just thought there's no point taking him across and risking him, you know, with the potential of having a longer-term injury, which he's had in the past. And so we'll give him another week to get fully fit.
So would you want to play him against Gold Coast or leave him to be ready for the Derby?
We'll play him if he's fit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Stoney, there was some talk that it might not be his calf, that it was his groin and it was related to his back where he's had issues before. You can definitely rule that out?
Yeah, Carl. I mean, again, we go on what our doctors tell us and that the information is he's had some awareness and some tightness through a calf and Michael's had calf issues before. So, you know, certainly that's a red flag goes up for him and we just have to make sure he's fully fit before he goes into games with a potential of long-term injury.
Stoney, you haven't played at Etihad, just looking again at the ground and so on, since round 21 last year. That was at loss to North Melbourne. Do you get a chance to get onto the ground? Can you go there for at least a walk around today or a light training run or not?
I think that potentially you could. We don't choose to do that. We have a different preparation where we train 2 days out at home. We travel across and we'll go to the beach and do a touch session at the beach and we do some walks and some ball handling stuff, but we tend not to go to the ground the day before in our program, and so therefore we won't get to Etihad until tomorrow.
Looking at the Western Bulldogs, and we all were impressed with what they did last year. They're certainly a lineup littered with talent, Mark.
Oh, that's right, Billy. You know, they're young and enthusiastic, and you can tell there's a little bit of spirit about them, and they're hungry for some success and to build on what. Some success. Excuse me.
That was Freudian.
Yeah. We all are, Stoney, let's be honest.
Well, if one thing I've done today is made you guys laugh.
Yeah. Not many Fremantle coaches do that. What's the most important factor? I'll get back to being serious. What's the most important factor in beating the Bulldogs? Will it be, you know, Fremantle's traditional defensive lockdown game and keep a side to a lower score or perhaps take them on a little bit more and try and score more heavily against them?
Well, I think there's a number of aspects that will be key to winning the game, but I think one of the most critical one, I think, is the pressure versus composure battle. And both teams are really good at front half pressure. We pride ourselves on it, and you can see the Bulldogs really do that well. Also, in their last game against Collingwood, they got the ball off them in their own 450 10 times for the game, which is a very high number. So they press from the front, we press from the front. So it'll be the pressure versus composure. Who has the better ball use and more composed with the footy and able to get out of their back half better, which will set up those scoring opportunities that you're talking about, Haggers. And obviously we want to score well and they're a scoring team as well. But I think, you know, it'll be pretty hot and hard inside the clinches early and for majority of the game. So the team that can control the footy the best against the pressure thrown at them will ultimately, that'll go a long way to setting up a win.
That 10-metre protected zone, so how have you had to train that, Mark?
Well, we've had to try and be fairly disciplined and diligent with it at training. When you know, the coaches umpire a lot of the match simulation stuff, at times you can let it slip a bit, but we've had to remind ourselves that we've got to pull that up as well so, you know, the guys don't form bad habits and continue to adjust to the rules. And we think it's a good rule. It allows a guy with the ball a bit more room to fire off 45 angled kicks and things like that. So we've just had to make sure we adjust and be diligent with it.
So it allows the player with the ball, the Fremantle player with the ball, for example, you're expecting that can be a little bit more aggressive with that kick.
Yeah, well, he's got a little bit more room to to turn and to look and pull the trigger at times where there's guys might be sort of sitting in that area in the past that they're not allowed to be there now. So that, you know, for all teams, it allows guys to have a bit more scope to pull the kicks or pull the trigger on kicks quicker.
Is there any player or few, Stoney, that you expect will significantly benefit from that bit of extra space around a free kick?
Well, I think the good players do it really well, don't they? I mean, the Stephen Hills of the competition and Sam Mitchells, they do that really well anyway.
Yeah.
But it's just going to allow, you know, all players that little bit more room to see and to move. And hopefully what it's aimed to do is to keep the ball continuous. Hopefully it has that effect on the game and produces more flow. I think that's what it's about. And you see a number of times guys will mark the ball and they'll turn to go and there'll be a guy running past or nearby that just holds them up for that second. And then there's the tactic that guys will bring in that second man on the mark at square to the kicker in the corridor to stop him going in there, and it forces the down-the-line kick. So hopefully a little bit of that's eradicated where the ball can move around the ground freely.
Just a quick one, Stoney, which throws back to Peel today. Alex Silvani, Matt De Boer named as emergencies, or in your seven-man potential interchange initially. And then Alex Pearce added yesterday. They all play at Peel today?
Alex Silvani travelled with us, so he's here. But
he's in the team, isn't he?
Yeah. He's part of our side, so he's here. The other two will play. Mm-hmm. We expect to play anyway, unless something's happened in the preceding 24 hours. But yeah, we expect them to play.
Tommy Sheridan looks like, mate, from his pre-season form anyway, that he's up the ante. Is that something that you expect from him? And he looks like that he's going to kick off the season in pretty good form.
Yeah, we do expect that, Carl, and he is in pretty good form. And he's growing. He's growing every year as a person and a player. And he's probably in his maybe fifth year now as an AFL player. And so we expect that development to come to the fore. But I think, you know, there's a certain thing with a lot of young guys, and I experienced this at Sydney as well, where it takes some guys a while to actually feel like they belong. And I think Tommy now feels like he belongs, and he's starting to show that in his footies. Confident to take on the game a lot more, and you know he's running and taking sort of risks that we want him to take because he's a good user of the ball and a good runner. So he's really starting to become a you know an AFL player that can stamp himself on the game.
And while we're talking about that sort of defensive area, I think would it be fair to say that we would be expecting Stephen Hill to play the majority of his football in that back half this year, Stoney?
Not entirely, Belly. We will use him through the back half a little bit, but. Mm-hmm. He's such a valuable midfielder as well and played so many good roles for us through the wing and inside the stoppages as well that he'll play a lot of in the midfield as well and we'll sort of split his role a little bit. And there'll be a situation sometimes where we just see how he's going. If he's going really well in an area, we'll keep that going. If he's not, well, we might shift him and move him around as the game sort of fits him a bit. But I think we'll certainly see a lot more of him in the back half, yeah.
And the other one we've conjectured on all summer and watching you train as best as we can... with Nathan Fyfe spending more time forward, with the reduction in the interchange numbers, Stoney down to the 90. While Harley Bunnell is now not available to you for a few weeks, what sort of proportions are we expected to see of Nathan Ford or on the ball? More likely on the ball with no Bunnell?
Well, we're not going to sort of set any predetermined times for Nathan or percentages or anything like that. And he's a player now that reads the game fairly well and he sees opportunities to put himself forward at times and there'll be other times where we'll put him forward, but it'll be a little bit dependent, like Hilly, on how the game's flowing. But certainly Nathan will get forward at different stages and still spend a lot of time in the midfield. But to answer your question, Kim, we're not going to give him specific times of a quarter. You have to go forward at this time and you must be there for 5 minutes and things like that. We'll just let him... read the game a little bit, and we'll also dictate that a little bit from the box as well.
So he actually has a bit of a call to make that himself. If he decides, I'll go forward for a while, you guys are okay with that?
Yeah, well, there's rotations that happen out on the field between other players as well, where they swap roles and things like that, and he's just part of one of those, so he can swap with someone at different times and have a little rest forward. And I think you'll see more of that from all the teams going forward this year because of the rotations cap where... guys have to spend longer out on the ground. So the old positional swaps will happen a little bit more.
Stoney, we wish you every success. We know you're hungry for it.
Thanks very much, Billy, and guys. I appreciate your best wishes, and great to talk to you.